child of life. A daily expression of their life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here each week to help you discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to discover the peace and the joy that is your birthright as a divinely created being. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology. And my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
A child of light, a daily expression of that light, right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one, one. We will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity. Forever will be, we will stand as one for humanity. We will stand as one for humanity.
AIF883.org, and today is going to be a great show. I'm very excited to have a guest in the house. I call him for but her name is Kimberly Smith, and she's pretty well known in the area. She's a psychic. She is a tarot reader. She also is a medical intuitive, a Reiki master, a doctor for healing, and just an amazing soul. And we're going to find out a little bit more about her and kind of talk to her about her story and what it's like for her to be in this spiritual world. And I hope everybody had an amazing week. And again, it's really great to be back. We're going to go ahead and set the mood and listen to one of my favorite songs, Stevie Nicks. 2 or 3 p.m. So let's get this show on the road. How you doing, Oracle? You feeling good? Okay, so just where do you begin? Where does your story begin?
Just kind of praying about my safety, and I think the story begins from my birth, you know, that each person is born to walk the path of their destiny, and I think that no matter how hard we try to walk off that path, Creator never fails us by showing up time and time again. Now, especially through those dark nights of the soul. Yes.
I chime in there, don't I?
Anxious or looking over my shoulders and not really knowing as a young person, but even before 11, have a dialogue with that. But I, like probably most of us in this field, have some trauma or crises or something that awakens us. And for me, it was a coma that I was in for 6 weeks. And I remember speaking to the God of my understanding. It wasn't the light that drew me, though, as much as it was a floating to what felt like bigger than unconditional love. I think it's so hard to give words to those sacred spaces because it doesn't bring it to its fullest, highest potential. But upon awakening with my mother and father there, I just automatically told them. I remember being given the opportunity to come back and serve, but I think like all of us, even at 11, I was rebellious. I struggled with the having to come back after feeling the peace, love, divinity of that space that I was floating in with Creator. So I really did. I struggled long and hard in the return and how to walk in a good way. Because that path also in my denial of this experience, I ended up with addiction coming on my path. And through that, I think it was that divine plan of really, Creator has never failed me once, no matter how many times I have failed myself, bringing just amazing people from all directions, everyone, and still to this day, I think that it is why I wake up in the morning knowing that we're all part of this great big universe.
I think what you said just hit me so deep, that Creator never found you. You know, that's like, I don't know how many times people remember that. Because when you said it so eloquently, because, you know, it's our choice, what we do, right? But a question about when you had that, was it like a near death thing?
I was undiagnosed type 1 diabetic, and I guess my sugar at the time was 1800, which was not promising whether I could wake or even have brain function. So not only did I awake, I roared.
What did you do?
I think that the path really started to open. I started doing readings about 11 years old, not too long after my awakening with the coma, but I was still trying to understand the idea of thought creating. You know, so what is prophecy? What is co-creation? What is the things that if a belief is something there, do people just believe enough to create? But what I recognize in my walk, I think that all people have destiny. All people also have free will, and they have fate. And I seem to feel that destiny, we can change the path to how we get there, you know, on that web of life. But we will get there, even if we take a right or left turn and the path is clear.
I always say, depends on how long time I'll stay in one class. I don't feel I've repeated parts of it. It's time to go to the head of the class.
I think, too, that where Creator never failed me, no matter what city, town, or state that I lived in, Creator always brought people, I mean, people of light, people of color, people of culture into my life, and always there to guide when I wanted to take the wrong turn, and always there to pick me up when I fell, and I knew even then that it was the Spirit working through them, you know, and I, at this point in my life, I have nothing but gratitude for being alive, for having opportunity. I have six amazing children, which I was also told from 11 years old I could not birth children. No. That was not possible. And isn't it interesting how the two of those things? Chicago, I met my beloved. And I swear that it was not in Ohio. It wasn't my place. And here I am 16 years later.
Yeah. It does that to you, right?
It does.
How old are you when you moved here?
I'm 42 and 16 years prior.
Okay.
So
how interesting is that? Because I moved here when I was 25 and I'm 52, and I moved. How that happened? But I moved from the West Coast, like Seattle and Denver, and I'm like, what am I doing here? In this, you know, and I like you had that. I didn't have a near death as a child, but I think when my father passed away, before something shifted, and that's when everything shifted. And it just came, you know? And I mean, I didn't understand it, but I did. I think it's quite in the plans that we are in the world, that we are, you know, being able to now is exciting. I say this all the time, my friends, you know, 25 years later, I'm sitting here and we can talk about all these things. We can talk about being an intuitive and studying and looking at the ancient world. Really cool people that have been drawn from other places.
I felt a place of healing when I did get here, that this was a place I could slow and hear and heal, you know, no matter how much I had been in the busy and in the wave of the Spirit. It was a place where I could come into myself and really integrate, you know, life's experiences up until that point, and just arise in a new way.
Your story is so interesting to me because I'm listening to you and I'm thinking back to what you said. But you said you started doing readings when you were 11. Mm-hmm. How did you know what that, how did that come to you? And how, did you have parents that were supportive of all of this?
After the coma, I told them what happened, yes. Before the coma, no. So I think that experience was not only for me, but for them to come to that continuum. Ceremony was there, but it wasn't, you know, so accepted. You know, I remember the priest saying, well, you don't talk to the dead. And I thought, you don't?
Why?
So, you know, but it was a great support for me, especially my mother. You know, she bought me the first deck of tarot cards.
Thank you, Mom. Oh, that's so great. Then moving into the dark night of the soul and moving into myself, that's like, I think that so prevalent in a lot of people about lose their gifts is
heroes is, well, we're all heroes, but when we seem to all have some things in common, between the two of those spaces, and mine is a lot of things that we have in certain that we have pushed out of those crazy addictions and things and families in those places. But did you have a moment that you just broke through?
Addiction was, I think, my way of, I was really hypersensitive to not only people, but environment. And so addiction, I think, was my attempt to try to shut down what I felt. And what happened on the path, and I was just telling my friend Salvador, who's here in
Paris,
that in the New York, we got his mom, and they just delivered it. Beautiful baby girl. Talk about the spirit and the gift.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's cool. But I met an addiction counselor who truly walks with the shamanic medicine and would never even call himself that. But he, in my rehabilitation, was a person that was seeing me and my gifts and helping me again to own the responsibility for my life, for the gifts given, even though I was using them, even in addiction, which was scaring me when people would stop me in the street and tell me about the prophecy I'd given them, and I couldn't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even then, somehow, spirit found a way. I'm not sure how, and I won't question later.
Right.
But to even find the words to say them. But that point when I was truly seen by another and held in that way to say, you know, now is the time, you know, and it was that breakthrough. It was that dark night of the soul, really, like you said, just learning to love yourself and accept this gift of life again that you've been given, and working with the medicine. Everyone has good medicine. No one lacks in that, which is sometimes you just don't know how to get back to it.
Isn't that right? I mean, I can remember some of the times that when I'm darkest, and I always look back and, you know, just with gratitude, because it's maybe not really changing, I don't know, but I find it sort of interesting that I had all those tools and gifts that I knew about, but absolutely couldn't use. You know, I could write about them, but I couldn't bring them into myself until I was ready. And I guess, you know, I think I feel strongly that everyone's walk is so unique, and we do gather medicine through the things that we go through that, you know, make you more compassionate and more in gratitude for just the pureness and the simplicity of life and that relationship with Creator. Because that's it. That's it. And you're taking that and bringing it back in and putting it out on the earth. You know? So how do you spend your days? What do you do? I have lots of people ask. Did you ask your girls? Did you ask your girls? How do you use your gifts? What is your next one?
I like Spock. I mean, I always say that I, as a woman, I married my mother. My husband is a good mom, you know?
Okay.
And so he has created that space for me to do the work. And usually my day starts, waking up in gratitude, waking up in prayer, meditation. You know, I really like to see the sun rise, and because my one little one gets up at 5:30, thank you, Creator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to catch up to my eyes. But I spend most of my hours in service and doing readings and healing work. And whatever is needed, I feel that I'm always being able to be guided. My schedule is pretty wild. I mean, I can attest to that.
So nice to see you, friend.
I had to get you on the radio show to hang out.
But it's beautiful because you love it.
I asked myself, I believe that this year, 2013, is the year of transformation.
Absolutely.
And everything, mentally, physically, and spiritually, that we're needing to shift is showing up. And not to break us. It's going to make us and bring us into our authentic space, and I'm really feeling
person born in this time, they're born to this greatest shift of consciousness in the universe, you know, and I know that our ancestors and our ancient ones had already known all this, but in some ways, so, you know, my day is that, it's prayer, and as I'm involved with the Center of Sacred Study, I'm in my ministry program, which will end in another year and a half, and they are affiliated and correlated with the 13 indigenous grandmothers around the world.
How awesome is that?
And they have said that it's not praying prayer, it's living prayer, walking prayer. And so that is the day, you know, trying to set the intentions of how to be in the best service to spirit, and however spirit has it show up, whether it's through the people, through my children, through my animals that scratch the door and say, feed me now.
Right, and we do that too. We have that too. There's that. I'm up all night letting it out. I don't know what that's about. That's a major service. But I love them, so
it's good. It's so hard to say how many things run my day is created every day, no matter what I plan. I try to leave room for the spontaneity of spirit.
Well, we will come back and talk a little bit more about some things, maybe. Gosh, I mean, I love talking with you because you've been such a great hope and inspiration to me, especially ever since I met you.
We met you.
Yeah, right.
Hello again, right?
And your wisdom and your just your humbleness is just so amazing. I learn, and I'm such a gratitude. It's so cool when you meet back up with your peeps, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think along with this time of transformation and all of these things that, you know, I mean, ever since I was a little girl, this is the time I knew. I mean, I always knew that this time there was something different. And I always felt that I knew I would be witnessing or being in service. Because I had an opportunity to leave the planet. You know, I had an awakening with death. Like, I think it was about a year after I met my husband. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I just found self-love and happiness. I'm going, where? And I think I was given a chance. That choice was, you know, coming back into my body and saying, okay, I'm going to surrender to service. And it took a minute because my ego and my fear, my you know, not trusting, even when I had evolved so much, I still felt that place. But again, spirit, they know, spirit knows when it's, you need to be doing your stuff. So in my case, it's all good. I listen now. I listen to that higher energy and to my creator when it's time to do it. And it flows. And it's life. You know, it's just all about love. It's about self-love. And it's, and on this planet right now, there are a lot of people that aren't awakened to where they feel it, but they're designed to have that healing and have that remembering themselves, remembering their source. And I think that's a lot of what I feel that maybe, you know, I think it's hard to do, you know, with my others to help that walk, that path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And once the awakening, there's no turning back for it.
No, there isn't. There isn't. That's what's cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, and it's just, life unfolds at a whole new speed for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of interesting because you're moving with the flow of the universe and with God, with Goddess, with the Creator, and you can kind of go into that flow of nature real slow, and then all of a sudden you're like, are you kidding me? It's October?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where'd the time go? You know, so. All right, we're going to play a little music and then come back and talk a little bit more. I have a special song for you here, so hold tight.
Mr. Steven Tyler loved that song, and he was joined by Juliet Hamilton on that great tune. So, you're listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and I am so in gratitude that you are all sharing your day with us today, and yes, I am Sage Woman. I am an ordained minister, shamanic priestess, and intuitive. And I love being here. This is my favorite hour of the week. And welcome back, Oracle. We're just having some pretty cool conversation. And so I don't know. What are your thoughts? Just, you know, a message. Just to give a message for those listening. You know, just to, you know, be inspired and to have their walk.
Just as we were on the break, and Salvador, a spiritual brother, and Sage Woman, and myself, it's, I think that this part of transformation is also coming together in wholeness, you know, the masculine, feminine, yin, yang, the head and heart, and that, you know, love and light, it's good, and it draws you, but we also have these other aspects of ourself that aren't to be denied, but necessarily aren't to be given control, that in the sacred harmony of our head and heart, there's wisdom, there's wholeness. So just any of us today out there on this path, and they're struggling, and they're thinking, or what they're feeling, invite that sacred way to come together, to hear both aspects of yourself, your head and your heart, and find the compromise, the marriage, that whatever you're deciding, from the mundane day-to-day stuff, from what you eat, to what time you go to bed, to the spiritual, you know, choosing to walk in a good way or a certain path that calls to you, just, you know, balance it. Choose from your head and your heart and wholeness on the decisions you make in life, because in you, you know, the answers are already in you, I promise. You know, just trusting yourself, trusting the spirit, trusting the path that you've chosen, that the teachings will always show up for you, and that there is no mistakes. Everyone is so afraid of making mistakes. They're our greatest teachers.
Isn't that interesting? Because, like, a lot of times, you know, I've been in a position where I've, you know, been training people, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to make a mistake. I'm like, oh, you have to let go. I mean, I can relate to that sitting over here. I'm hearing you, myself, Sage Woman. I mean, I'm staring at this mechanics of the radio. I mean, talking to you and making what I do and sharing is like in my heart. And then it was like, oh, yeah. I worked through that too. Isn't it funny? Because it's not always the dark stuff of like yourself. It could be something that you're facing to do that you've never done, and you make it so scary, and then you're so afraid, and that's when it all kind of goes crazy. So yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm going to apply this energy to this, like I do everything else. So that's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So yes, this is a great time to be on the planet. It's pretty exciting. I've enjoyed the last 3 years immensely. I've grown, and I just feel, sometimes I feel like I'm not even here. You know, I always have to pull myself back down into this body and, you know, not stay out there in spirit world and bring it down to me and combine the two. And that's that walk I'm loving.
That's been showing up a lot lately through clients and through teachers that, you know, that this body is the physical temple, you know, that we, you know, there is a need to get healthy in that body, you know, and no, we're not all meant to be 100 pounds. I mean, we're meant to be healthy in this physical container so that the outer experience is healthy.
Right, I tell you what, girl, we're in the same, I'm so glad because, you know, we were talking, and I've always spent my time, you know, my spiritual energy. And I know, but it's the truth. If you're not in your body and it's not healthy and full, how are you going to do it? And I think that's where I've been putting a lot of my energy. I've been listening to spirit, you know, telling me, you don't need to, you know, eat that. I resisted quite a bit, but it's interesting when I've let go and moved into it, it's completely easy. You know? But I agree that our body can't be ignored. You can't put everything just, you have to balance with your mind and your body and your spirit. That's the whole key.
This technology wants to heal itself, you know, this body, me being a type 1 diabetic, you know, I am a go, 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 go person, and my body lets me know instantly, you know, hey, all of a sudden I'm not being able to talk, or, you know, sometimes think that diabetes was that discipline in my life that was needed, you know, on some level, to try to walk in not only a good way, but really pay attention to the signals of the body. These times now, I mean, I think that we are having those experiences, you know, that organs have dialogue, the eyes, the ears, the hands connected to the heart, and everything that Creator gave us through our psyche, through our spirit, through our physical body is just, it's alive, and it really, even in just meditation, 3 minutes to check in, hello?
Exactly. And it responds. I mean, I know that when I am, if I'm listening to my inner critic and I'm talking to my body in the way that, a lot of us women do sometimes, because, oh my gosh, I'm not close enough, I'm not bad enough. And I've gotten so much better, but I'm still normal. I'm going to sometimes say, things, and it doesn't help. It doesn't matter. When I'm feeding that negativity, it just seems to expand. So I've really been really working with my body from that spiritual space and listening to it and listening and saying those positive energy words too. You know, it's okay to say, body, you're beautiful. You still can do that cartwheel. Just profess our love for each other, but that's a good thing, and it's what we're here to do, really. It's all about the love. Always goes back to that. You love yourself, you love others, you have that, and I say that love is a verb, and it's my radio partner Louise's word that, love is a verb because it's an action. It's an action, gosh, I don't know where the hours went. I thought we had 2 hours, but I guess not. Just also tell you listeners, we have a Facebook page, and it's Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. Please go to it and, send us some messages. We're always looking to hear your story of inspiration, transformation. Maybe you might want to come on the show. It's all fun. And share your story. And also, too, I want to say next week we'll be here, of course, from 2 to 3, and the host of the show, Reverend Lisa Dyer, will be back in the house, and I'll be in Austin, but she'll be doing something special and fabulous with her energy, and you also can download a free meditation from her website, which is her name, Lisa Dyer. And Sage Woman Me, you can find me on Facebook. By that name, Sage Woman. Give us some pretty words. Let us know how we can find you. How we can find you if they want to check you out. And just kind of give us that information so we can jot it down.
You can reach me on my website at www.organicoracle.com or email at organicoracle.com.
at AOL. And tonight I'll be doing readings from 5 until 10 up at York Street Cafe in Newport. And then Saturdays I'm at a beautiful Native American store called Spirit Wind Trading Post. And I have an office in Milford and another place, Grandview in Kentucky. For me to have you here today, and how kind of you. My first break was done. I share everything with the listeners, but I got nothing to hide. And what a great question to have you here today. I'm enjoying it, and I'm blessed to share your story with those out listening. And, I'm going to go ahead and end the show out like I always do with Madonna, and that's Ray of Light, because we all need to shine bright and be a ray of light out there, because that's why we're here. I always say, don't shine light, shine bright. So have an awesome week, and we look forward to you coming back next Wednesday.